The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
We're off to a great start because as we were starting, I said, I just want to see my thumb up my ass. And Riggins goes, I heard him mutter. How was that any different?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That is a phrase I don't totally get.
Me neither. Why would anybody ever?
Useless, like, yeah, there's no point in doing that.
I don't know. There are so many phrases that I've used or especially heard growing up that I don't know what they have to do with anything. Things that my dad would say and you couldn't really, you know,
it didn't make sense.
They had no. Well, for example, I would be putting a screw on something, and when I got it on there good and tight, he would go, "You don't strip it. You already got it tighter than Dick's hat band on there." I don't know what that means.
Dick's hat band?
Yeah, that's some country saying. I don't know what. I really don't know what it means. But that was something he would use routinely.
I kind of like that one. Yeah. Tighter than Dick's hat band.
I damn thing, we had it on there, tighter than Dick's hat band. I don't know how it got loose. So, okay, I don't have any idea what that means. Huh. Do you get a lot of, does your dad have a lot of unusual sayings?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I'm sure he does. I just would have to be reminded of it.
Yours, Rob?
No, I can't think of anything.
Anything, Alexis, that we would understand that your mom might have that's an unusual thing?
No, yeah. There's a lot of unusual stuff in Salvadorian culture, but...
But again, to be fair, unusual to you because you're from American culture, not unusual to them.
Yeah, and even if I was to translate it, it would just sound weird.
Oh, by the way, TJ's not here. He had to run. He had a doctor's appointment set up for today.
He probably had to get blood drawn.
Y'all always giving blood.
They are.
Yeah, we both of them.
We're not always giving blood.
Yeah, really, yeah, are. Y'all do.
Y'all ain't got nothing left.
You need like multi punch cards.
You do. Here's where I get blood. We've been through this before. But I don't do it as much anymore because when I used to take testosterone injections, that was twice. When was that? Twice or three times a year they would take it. And then when you take your physical every year, your one yearly physical, they draw your blood then. So it was like four times a year we'd get blood. It's every 3 months.
It felt like way more than
that. Yeah, you guys are always talking about, I need to go get my blood drawn. I can't drink coffee.
Now I go and give blood. You know, to go give blood.
You shouldn't give anymore. You need to keep it for yourself.
You're running out,
bud. But I got good blood. My blood is excellent to give. What are you talking about? My blood is excellent.
That blood hot.
Yeah. What I was going to ask, though, Alexis, is there anything that you do now that would seem so weird to your family in El Salvador? Like anything that, off the top of your head that you've ever thought about, like that would seem super odd to them.
Yeah, everything I do. The fact that I carry around crystals and be like, what? They wouldn't understand the concept of that.
So they don't
or
have
sage.
They don't have anything like that in El Salvador.
They do. They have the crucifix everywhere in every room. Yeah.
Well, I don't see the crucifix. It's not really the
same
thing.
But that's what they would carry around. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's what they have. But I don't know.
Would they see your use of crystals and sage and all that as somewhat sacrilegious since they're such religious people?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, they are probably not on board with that.
No. But then they also have like these weird like stories and I don't know. What do you call like the Bigfoot is what?
Sasquatch?
Sasquatch, yeah. What is that in American culture? It's a
Oh, a myth.
A like, myth, yeah. No. So they have a bunch of like myth stories like that too that involve like witchcraft and magic and stuff. So it's weird. I don't know.
I think every culture has its own its own weird thing. It's a way to keep kids in line.
La Llorona.
What is that?
It's a scary one.
The curse of La Llorona.
La Llorona. It's she drowned her kids in the lake and then she drowned herself and she haunts little kids.
What?
Yeah, yeah, they made a movie about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. La Llorona.
La Llorona.
Y la Ciguanaba.
But it's to keep kids in line. Like we have, I don't know, like Hansel and Gretel
right,
kind of
like
thing.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
What a bitch.
Yeah, she's a bitch, dude. Like, she just drowned her kids, bro. Like, what's wrong with you?
Man. How's that going to help anybody?
Yeah, stupid ass.
I Googled the myths of El Salvador. Do you know the El Tabudo,
no,
Alexis?
I don't.
Also known as the man with big knees.
No, oh, see, beware.
See what I'm talking about.
The man with big knees.
The man with big knees. What?
Like, see, that doesn't sound that scary.
Huh. I'm not that worried about the man with big knees.
What's he going to do? Yeah,
what's the? Tell us more about the myth of the man with big knees,
Rob. It says he was once a wealthy fisherman who was one day taken by the sea and eventually reappeared as something more fish than man, his signature being his large, knobby knees.
What does he do to people?
He now awaits all visitors to lakes and lagoons, appearing to people as a humble fisherman, and then lures them out to the middle of the lake, and they become his victim.
See what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay.
They're weird as hell out there.
That's crazy.
Well, I've just learned to stay away from the lakes in El Salvador.
Yeah. The man with the big knees.
The man with the big knees will get you, and the La Llorona will get you.
Yeah. And then there's this Ciguanaba, which is like a creature. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's on this list.
What's the chupacabra?
The chupacabra. Yeah, it's like...
That's Mexico, right?
Yeah, it's like a werewolf-looking thing that would eat livestock.
Is that a myth, or is the chupacabra real?
They've never actually...
It's a legendary creature.
Yeah, they've never actually seen one. Hmm. They think that there might have been sightings of it, but if they were, it was some type of jackal that didn't have any hair on it, and that's what was eating the livestock.
Ew.
Yeah. But yeah.
We just got the boogie man.
Yeah,
a comedian. Growing up as a kid, it's like, oh, the boogeyman is going to get you. I never knew what the boogeyman was or anything, but you knew better.
Yeah, a boogeyman doesn't even sound that scary. Like, what, you're full of boogers?
I said, you got to watch out.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's like our guy with big knees.
Y'all get out there, y'all. Exactly.
It's not that threatening.
Y'all get out there in the dark, get too far from the house, out of that light, the boogeyman will get you out there. So, oh, I'm not going that far, Dad. I don't want boogeyman's going to get me.
What about the Babadook? Remember that one?
Oh, the Babadook.
What was the Babadook?
He knocks and scratches on your wall or something is all I remember specifically. It's Australian, I think.
The Babadook.
Man.
Yeah, what else do you guys got over here? This country.
Hansel and Gretel, I think that was German.
Yeah, that was German.
I don't think there's any that originated.
Y'all don't have any scary.
Yeah.
We had, was the Headless Horseman from America?
Oh, yeah.
Was that American?
It's from the Bible, I feel
Sleepy
like.
Hollow?
The Headless Horseman is not from the Bible,
from
Alexis.
The Bible.
The four.
The horsemen. Headless Horseman is not from the Bible.
Oh, my God.
There is some horsemen in the Bible, though.
Yeah, the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
That one. One of them probably doesn't have
Not to be confused with the damn... Four horsemen, period.
Yeah.
Damn Ric Flair, Arn Anderson.
Yeah. Yeah, appeared in folklore. He's been around the world since the Middle Ages.
Oh, nice.
So traditionally depicted as a man upon horseback who is missing his head. Well, I would have never gotten that from the name, the Headless Horseman. What do you think he would have done?
We should come up with some legends.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Well, we couldn't be worse than the guy with the big knees. I guarantee if you give me 5 minutes, I'll come up with some shit better than the guy with the big knees.
The Headless Horseman comes from the legend of Sleepy Hollow. It's got a whole story. We just got the guy with the big knees that lures you out in the middle of the lake and kills you.
It is more fish than man, whatever that means. Yeah.
Which means he's got big knees?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fish don't even have knees.
Yeah, well, you got fish man.
Fish ain't got no knees.
Big knees.
Fish ain't got no knees.
That's why they call him El Tabudo, because the man with the big knees doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah. It does sound scary, El Tabudo.
El Tabudo.
I don't want to mess with El Tabudo.
El Tabudo.
Oh, wait, that means guy with big knees? Oh, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, then you just find out it's a guy with big knees.
He'll be like, shut up, dude.
Or how does the guy with big knees lure you out into the middle of the lake?
He's like, hey, look at my knees.
Yeah.
He appears as a humble fisherman to try to win over their trust and confidence.
Somebody puts them in the boat and takes them out of the middle of the lake.
He turns men into large, colorful fish and women into sirens of the sea.
I would love that because I want to be a siren of the sea.
Where's my man with big knees? How come everybody else gets the man with the big knees and not going?
You're not the guy with the big knees, are you? No, definitely not. Are you sure? Yeah. Positive.
Average size knees.
Yeah. My knees are totally normal sized.
He's got a blanket on over his knees. Yeah.
That's bullshit. You are the guy with the big knees. Yeah. You're hiding them.
I can see your knees.
We need some work in the legend department.
Yeah, let's see. I'm looking him up now. The man with the big knees. Oh, God. Some of these are...
That's lit.
There's another one called El Cipitio, which is...
My mom would tell me about that
one. It's the son of Ciguanaba.
El Cipitio. He's scary looking.
Who is that? What does El Cipitio do?
That's the son of Ciguanaba.
He's just a jokester. He's not a threatening spirit.
Wait, which one was... Who was Ciguanaba?
La Ciguanaba. It's a woman, too, I think, who killed somebody.
Yeah, it says it refers to a horrible woman, previously known as Ciguanaba. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a ghost to beware of late at night.
We found Alexis's new nickname.
Ciguanaba.
Alexis is La Ciguanaba. Just a horrible woman. La Ciguanaba. A
horrible woman. Ciguanaba.
Yep.
La Ciguanaba.
It's... Ace, TJ, Riggins, La Ciguanada, and Rob, the Ace and TJ show.
I kind of like that. It has a ring to it.
If you lay your eyes on her, you will either die of fright or go completely mad.
Yep.
Kind of like Medusa.
I was going to say, I was trying to think of that. Is Medusa turned stone or salt?
Yeah, turned stone. Turned stone.
Medusa with the snake heads.
Yep.
Yeah. It was it Sodom and Gomorrah that you look back at and turned to salt?
Yeah.
Pillar of salt, right?
It was Lot's wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whore.
Yeah, and she didn't want to listen. God said, God told them, hey, don't look back. And that's the first thing she did. Dumb.
Hey, I mean, once somebody tells you not to do something, that's all you want to do.
See, that's what worries me is that if that's all she did was look back. I've done a lot worse things that God said don't do.
Well, you know, watch out for you turn into salt. Yes, salty is.
Eve couldn't even have an apple. I mean, damn.
Well, they made it pretty clear.
There's like one rule.
Yeah, there was only one rule.
It's like you know, don't eat that.
Everything here is perfect. Yeah. We got one rule.
But I want it.
Have you ever had a really good apple, though?
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing... nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
So as you're hearing this right now, I'm probably lying on a beach somewhere. I mean, I know where, but I mean, I'm somewhere.
I'm probably lying on my couch.
Good point. As you're listening to this, we're on vacation. We recorded this before we went on vacation.
Yeah, we like came into the future.
Yeah.
We're here from the past.
Right. We're here from the past, from last week.
We're here to warn you.
Right. Hey, guys.
Where are you going to the beach? What beach are you going to?
Somewhere in Mexico.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. This was Amanda's 30th birthday trip that was supposed to be in June. We're supposed to be gone on her birthday. We postponed it until now.
You're going to Mexico?
Yeah.
No way.
Watch out for the chupacabra.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ciguanaba.
I'm just burning through that retirement, baby.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's a big trip. It's her 30th birthday. It's a big thing. So, you know, you do something special for her 30th birthday. So we're going to some resort in
Tulum?
Outside of Tulum.
Okay. Wow, look at you guys with following the trends.
Yeah, she really wanted to go work out at this place in Tulum, but they told us, don't really leave the property. You're fine.
Yeah. Don't go nutty.
In other words, yeah, let's, like, how far is Tulum? They were like, it's like 40 minutes. You don't really want to do that. I'm like,
She wanted to go over there to work out?
Yeah, there's a gym on the beach.
I was thinking, what?
On vacation.
That's dedication.
On the beach that's gone viral that everybody goes to work out at because it's literally on the beach. And a lot of the things they do are like, one of the chest workouts is the machine. There are no weights. You load rocks or you have someone sit in the thing and you reach up and, you know, pull down like that. And it's all made to look very much like, it's almost like the Flintstones is what I would equate it to. So like if you're going to do curls, they have these big, they look like big wooden things. And it says like, you know, they weigh like 10 pounds, but it looks like you're doing a lot of work. But of course, everybody that goes viral is just, they're all shredded and ripped and in incredible shape. Like the women are working out in bikinis and all this. But if you actually look it up, that's just the people that go there and film stuff for their Instagram. Yeah. Everybody else is wearing regular workout gear or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it's one of the places you're supposed to go and you can go and work out in your bikini or in, you know, some of the guys working out in very skimpy clothes or whatever.
It's like Venice Beach.
Yeah, but cool. We saw that in Miami. Well, I mean, that Venice Beach workout area, I mean, damn, those guys are all bodybuilders. Yeah. It's crazy. But when we went to Miami, we saw there were people working out on the beach down there. And I said, I didn't come down here to work out.
No, first of all, I
didn't even know I was coming down here. So I didn't, you know, that was a surprise thing.
So
that was a surprise to me and my pocketbook.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, that was quite an unexpected surprise to my pocketbook.
Is this resort you're staying at next week or this week not a nice resort? Is it decent?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's her 30th birthday trip, so it's, well, I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Playa del...
Yeah, there it is. I think that's it. I was trying to look it up here real quick. No, this place is in Italy. This is not where I'm going. But yeah, it's a cool place. Yeah,
nice.
Nice.
So, you know,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
You got your passport in order?
Yep, everything's in order.
Does she have her passport in order?
She has her passport in order.
Does she have her express security
thing? She does not. So we'll pull up to the airport. I'll drop her off, and then I'll loop back around and go park and get on the bus and ride the bus in and walk through TSA and wait.
TSA.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I can't say it anymore. The only downside is I've got to travel. The next weekend is our baseball trip with me and Cade. He didn't have his either.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew something was going
to. Oh, it pisses me off. Like. Make the appointment, and I've told him, I'll pay for it. Just go do it. And Amanda, I'm tired of talking about it. It's like, we've gone over it soon. Please go get TSA pre-check. I'm going to go before the next trip. And then she never goes and gets it.
Are y'all going to be thirst trapping from Mexico?
I don't know. Well, I'm sure one of us will be.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that'll be me. But you never know. I might get out there.
We know you're going to get out there.
Some tiny.
Let's come on now. You're going to do like a whole TikTok out there with the beach in the back and do some stuff.
You know, something tiny and tight. And
ew.
I don't want either of those things.
Showing it off a little bit.
And this is before your bike trip to Birmingham?
Yeah, I'm going to have to work out the whole week. I'm really going to have to do a lot of... I'm seriously going to have to make sure that while we're on vacation that I work out every day and exercise and do a lot of cardio and all that kind of stuff.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. And then as soon as we get back, I'll probably just go pretty much strictly riding the bike every day. Like maybe twice a day, you know, 15 miles one time, 15 miles another, that kind of thing.
Do they recommend doing twice a day?
I don't know.
That might be, you might be working against yourself in that.
Yeah, I've got a guy, there's a member of the radio family who's going to set me up on like a 3-week program. But at some point, I've got to start going long distances. Like I did 13 miles yesterday. What did I say?
13 miles.
For 13? Okay. So that's not even half of a day.
Right. Go to the state park.
Yeah, that's what I think I've got to do. But yeah. what I need to start doing is getting up like early on Saturday mornings, because then I can ride down the highway, not the interstate, the highway, to get to where you turn off to go to the state park. And I could ride all the way, and it would be like 15 miles or 12 miles there, ride around the state park, and then 12 miles home.
What's the difference between an interstate and a highway? I thought they were the same thing.
I think physically they might look similar, but an interstate connects states, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And a highway might just be through counties and stuff. I shouldn't.
But it looks the same, right? It's like the same amount of volume?
No, not at all. Interstates are normally bigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like if you think how big, you know, I-77 at one point has 8 lanes. Well, Highway 150 by my house that I would have to get on to get down, I would have to go about a mile and a half down the road to make a right-hand turn to go toward the park. It's a two-lane road.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
At one point, it goes to 4 lanes, but for the most part, it's a two-lane road. So I'd probably want to do it early in the morning, mm-hmm. start out really early one day and see if I could do, you know, like 30 miles. It would be a nice, probably over 30-mile ride. The thing I have to remember is it's not a race. I'm not racing anybody.
Right.
I'm not seeing how fast I can get there.
Exactly.
So like yesterday with my adrenaline and kind of being nervous and there being cars around and not having done it, and I was still working out, you know, what's a good gear for this? What's a good gear for that? That kind of thing. When do I shift gear? I see a little hill coming. Oh, I should have shifted before now. Now I'm behind that kind of thing. By the time I got home, I was soaking wet with sweat. Ew. And I was just tired. I was just like, yeah. It took a lot out of me, mainly because, I mean, I could have kept going. I could have gone farther, but it was stressful doing the first time.
Yeah.
So now, now that I've done it, I'll be a lot more relaxed the next time. And within a couple of weeks, I'm sure I'll be able to just ride and be comfortable. And remember, it's about cadence, I think is the word they say. It's about being what's disciplined and just ride the thing and then take it, you know, take a break. We're going downhill, coast a little bit. I'm not trying to do it in 2 hours every day. If it takes 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, that's fine.
Sheesh.
Yeah. And you're a patient guy, so that should be easier.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Plays right into my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So,
just you know, easy.
And I can stop. So if I wanted to stop every hour for 10 minutes, I could stop, you know, do 20 miles, stop every 20 miles. So at the pace I did yesterday, it would be, I did 13 miles in 45 minutes, so that you probably tack on another 2-3. So I'm doing about 16 or 17 miles an hour. And if I could do 16 miles an hour, let's see, I'll do the math real quick. 63 miles divided by 16 is, that's right at 4 hours of riding every day.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a helmet light like those nerds?
No, they're planning to all be in the daytime.
Running around here in the morning?
No, plan to all be in the daytime. We'll start early in the morning. Like as the show's starting, that'll be my cue to be gone.
Yeah.
So like sleep till 5, wake up, shower.
Well, they're still dark at that time. You might need.
Yeah, as soon as the sun comes up, the moment day breaks, we'll take off and go.
You need a basket on your bike.
No.
Yeah.
Something cute.
I need and streamers on the sides.
Like a little.
And a little basket.
I need one of those little things so I can make a little video. I make videos on the bike.
That's a good idea, yeah. Actually.
Put your baseball cards in the wheels.
Yeah. Make you look like a real douche.
Yeah.
Anything we can really
come
up with.
What else can we do to make you look like a douchebag while you're out there on this bike?
For charity.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we can come up with.
Alexis, a little while ago, she goes, I'm going to throw a tomato at you.
Yeah.
Like her whole thing is, how
and
goofy
I think
can we make
said,
you
can
look?
We get people to throw you one city? We'll throw stuff at y'all. Yeah. I was like,
that'd be fun.
It's hard enough to do with that. Have people throwing stuff at me.
It's for content.
Yeah.
Should have done a dunk tank or something easier than riding 500 miles.
That would have been fun.
I've done a dunk tank before. They're not fun.
It's not fun.
They suck. It really sucks.
A dunk tank of Jell-O.
Especially the one we did. Because every time you would go down into it, if you didn't let your legs catch you just right, your butt would hit on the chair. It would go poof and hit the asphalt.
Yeah.
And by the time I got home, like, was hurt, was sore.
Hey, you don't think your ass is gonna hurt after this bike ride?
Oh, I know it is. It definitely will.
It's gonna hurt.
Yeah,
everything's
that
gonna
ass
hurt.
Is gonna be gone.
I mean, yeah. your hair is gonna hurt.
Yeah,
I gotta feel
your like eyeballs,
it. Hamstrings will be tight every day. That Everything. Kind of stuff. So that's why I gotta your stretch eyeballs. And all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. Hey, but first, I'm gonna do a little partying in Mexico.
Yeah,
I'm like, ready to go, baby.
Live it up.
The last thing I need to do is go there and live it up. Yeah. Pack on some pounds, eating a bunch of food and drinking all day.
Drinking tequila. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just need to not be stupid.
Looks like you got a solid plan.
Yeah, I got a good plan.
Yeah.
Plan is in motion. My plan is when I come back the first week that I come back, that weekend, after Labor Day weekend and all, that weekend, I will probably that Saturday look to do back to Saturday, Sunday, 30-mile rides.
Yeah, but then you have to go, you leave that following weekend with Kay to that baseball game.
Shit, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So you're missing a whole another weekend of training.
Why don't you ride the bike to the
Actually, baseball state? I'm only going to have to miss out on...
Yeah, do that.
I'm only going to have to miss out on one day. Because Kate and I don't fly out until 6:30 on Friday. So when we get off the air, I'll go bike. I'll go bike ride. Yeah, oh yeah. Because I got until 6. I may have to leave the house until 3, 4 o'clock. So yeah, I'll take off and go ride. And then that Sunday, I'll go ride. Then after that, the next week, I really got to kick it into high gear.
Yeah, you got a lot of things planned, but yeah. I believe in you. I believe in your butt. I believe in you.
I believe in your two-hole. I believe in your kneecaps. I don't. I'll be honest. I have not believed. I don't. I and I think it's. I hope it doesn't come across like I don't think what he's doing is a good thing, because I think it is
admirable.
Certainly,
it's an amazing idea.
I just think it's a huge undertaking for somebody who's never done it before, and I also think there's a dangerous element to it because you're riding on the street, and I don't know. I got bad vibes.
And at your age.
And at your advanced age.
Right. And my advanced age. Like my advanced age makes it virtually impossible for me to accomplish anything in life.
Have you cleared this with your doctor?
Yeah, you should ask your doctor first, actually.
Yeah.
Ask my doctor.
Get a physical done beforehand.
Get all the blood taken.
Yeah, get all the blood.
Take all of the blood.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community. And they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.